Good afternoon, Daniel. Great Easter weekend currently underway, and certainly a lot of people out and about on our roads, waterways, and all those sorts of things, Daniel.
We'll get to exactly why we're chatting in a moment, but is the Easter Bunny going to come for you tomorrow?
Hopefully so, Daniel. If I play my cards right, you never know, but I'd like to say that I'm going to head out some red line tomorrow, Daniel, on Sunday, but not going to be the case this weekend. But a weekend spent with family, good times and those sorts of things. But we're out and about. We're camping, so that's all part of what a lot of people are doing over the Easter break.
That is very true. And one of which I wanted to talk about this afternoon, Shane, was obviously the Easter period, the extended long weekend. A lot of people will be taking extra days on the other side because of the school holiday period. So making a nice long weekend if they can. Now, obviously, safety over Easter and the school holidays as well. There's a lot of things that we could be looking out for.
Yeah, certainly, Daniel. And look, it starts just on your, you know, a lot of people already be at their location where they're already got planned to go for their Easter break and also school holidays. But on the roads, just make sure that you take your time. And I think that's a big key message with everything that we do. Take your time. On the waterways, make sure that you do the right thing and follow all the water rules. Know and understand those. Make sure you had your safety equipment, so your life jackets and all those sorts of things. And also around your campgrounds. So there's lots of obviously caravan parks, but there'll be a lot of people that'll be camping in the bush and all those sorts of things. So make sure that you have a well-constructed campsite. Your campfires, we all love to sit around a campfire and talk about what's happened over the past few months and this, that and everything else, and enjoy just sitting in front of that campfire, but make sure it's in a properly constructed camp, a fireplace, if you can. If not, make sure it's clear around that fireplace. And have a bucket of water there to make sure you extinguish the fire at the end of the night. So a lot of people just walk away and all of a sudden you never know, the wind could get up and those embers or sparks could travel and start a fire. So just be very, very mindful of that, Daniel.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people, as you say, will be away. As a matter of fact, during the week, I reckon it was about Thursday, and I saw caravan after caravan. It was almost like a massive convoy go past us here in Golden Square. So a lot of people are out and about enjoying this beautiful weather over the Easter long weekend. Speaking of warmer weather, still the hazards out there for those little, I don't know what we can call them on radio, but let's just go with snakes.
Yeah, look, I'm very.
I was thinking of other things, but I'm not allowed to say them on radio.
No, not at all. And that brings us on to, yes, it's going to be very warm over the Easter break, up around the mid 30s in some areas of the state. So that will bring snakes out. So ensure that when you're out and about, make sure when you're walking through long grass, all those bits and pieces, you have the appropriate clothing on. So. I'm suggesting thongs is not appropriate clothing. Have some pants on something like that. But with the warm weather, clothing, make sure that you can certainly purchase breathable clothing so it's not hot to wear. Make sure you pop on the sunscreen and hats and sunglasses as well. So they're just some tips that as soon as it's warm, I would always certainly look around and make sure I'm wearing those, I call it PPE. And make sure you keep away from snakes because I reckon I can run pretty quick when I see one of them.
Shane Stevens joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. And Shane, as we mentioned at the top there, of course, people going away, a lot of people heading to the Murray River. Are we going to catch a fish?
Oh, look, Daniel, the reports that I've received from up around the Murray River and rivers that certainly run into the Murray over the last few weeks has been exceptional. And the amount of Murray cod being caught, Jeff Cramer was up on the Walkall last weekend and certainly did very, very well. But amount of Murray cod, it's unbelievable at the moment. And that all comes down to stocking by Fisheries Victoria. But they're really caught on a variety of baits and also lures. But, you know, certainly heading up worms, yabbies, cheese, shrimp, lures. And I did mention a couple of weeks ago about plenty of fish being caught on cocktail frankets. So, yeah, you did laugh at that and scoff at that, but that's a fair nick and one, cocktails. So make sure that you've got a variety of lures and also baits to ensure that you do have an opportunity to catch a cod.
Can I let you in on a little secret, Shane?
Yeah, you can, Daniel.
My father-in-law is camping on the Murray River. I told him that. Exact same story. He laughed at me, had a bit of a giggle. I chatted with him on Wednesday. I said, what are you using for bait? And you know what he said? Cocktail Frankfurts.
And there you go. So it's not an urban myth or anything like that. So certainly you can try anything. As I mentioned, when it all comes down to nuts and bolts, what you're actually using for bait when it comes to the likes of cheese or cocktails, it's the fats, the oils that are in those baits that attract the shrimp, and then the cod go and eat the shrimp. So that's what it's all about. But certainly worth a try. If you certainly like to chase trout, Lake Wrenderee is fishing very, very well. I fished out there earlier in the week. Caught some lovely rainbow and brown trout on Muddike. And just had a very a quick report come in today of some very nice redfin being caught at Tullaroot Reservoir and Minnows. So there's a few places around the central Victorian region that you could catch a fish over the Easter break. If you haven't already, you never know. You could be just that next cast away from catching fish, and potentially you could even catch one of those tagged fish that are in many of our waterways around the state. So good luck to all the anglers.
Shane, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and very generous with your time. Let's catch up next week.
Cheers, Daniel. We'll catch you then.